Since September 11th, the Bush administration has been making civil libertarians very uncomfortable, to put it mildly. The White House has won passage of a law, the USA Patriot Act, and has issued executive orders that give the government new powers to wiretap, to search, to detain, and to try terrorism suspects. While there has been an outcry from civil liberties groups, there hasn't been much else. They have filed only one lawsuit challenging the new policies, but they say going to court is just one of several strategies they're pursuing. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The lawsuit filed in December follows up on a Freedom of Information request asking the government to release the names and charges against all those being held in connection with the September 11th investigation. The ACLU, along with other civil liberties groups, have threatened additional legal action, including lawsuits challenging military tribunals and a Justice Department order allowing the government to eavesdrop on some conversations between a small group of detainees and their lawyers. Anthony Romero is the executive director of the ACLU.
The other lawsuits we're looking into have to do more with the individuals and some of the cases surrounding the detainees or the surveillance issues, and those take time to develop, but they're certainly in the pipeline.
Romero says the first thing you need for a lawsuit is information. With that in mind, the ACLU has made overtures to foreign embassies and consulates, offering legal help for any of their citizens who are being detained by the U.S. government. Romero says that effort was born out of his frustration at the dearth of information about the detainees from the Justice Department. He's hoping the consulates may be able to help fill in the gaps. Civil liberties groups are also lobbying Congress to more actively fulfill its oversight role, to challenge new administration policies that affect basic legal rights. Civil liberties groups believe a key opportunity arrived last month when Attorney General John Ashcroft appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee to explain the administration's position on the detentions and military tribunals. The head of People for the American Way, Ralph Nies, says he was disappointed in how it turned out.
Frankly, I thought that the Senate Judiciary Committee could have done a much better job. They addressed a number of important issues, but I was hoping that there would be better follow-up questions, that they would address the range of constitutional concerns that millions of Americans do have. And quite frankly, there was one moment where I was hoping that there would be at least one senator who would have taken on John Ashcroft when unbelievably, he made the statement basically that those who were criticizing him for his actions over the last several months somehow were providing ammunition to the enemy.
A problem for civil liberties groups has been public opinion. Polls show a clear majority of Americans support the detentions and the right of the president in wartime to restrict rights usually guaranteed under the Constitution. But Anthony Romero of the ACLU thinks that public opinion is changing.
I was quite pleased, for instance, with the most recent New York Times poll that came out just a couple of weeks ago that showed that Americans were much more wary about the impact on civil liberties. And the fact that there was equal amount of concern that the government was doing too much to restrict liberty as it was about doing too little to fight terrorism. The fact that there is already that balancing happening in the American mind several months after the terrorist attack shows that there is a change in public opinion. And I think that's the opportunity for us to now educate the broader public about what's at stake.
Columnist Nat Hentoff has been closely following the issue. He thinks that groups like the ACLU have been reacting to administration policies. He believes they need to be more proactive and take a leaf from the anti-war and civil rights movements. In the 50s and 60s, Hentoff says, teach-ins and demonstrations were effective in influencing public opinion.
There were educational campaigns and newspapers, and it climaxed in both the anti-war and the civil rights movements in marches on Washington. You remember Martin Luther King in 1963 and his I Have a Dream speech. The point is that if people are educated, there is a basic instinct among American people to respect fundamental freedoms if they know they're being violated.
The ACLU's Romero says his group is looking at ways to reach out to college campuses, where he says civil liberties are a live issue for many students. As challenging as these times are for civil liberties groups, there are benefits. Fundraising is up, and Romero says in the last 2 months, new memberships in the ACLU have climbed by 16%. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.